Reese, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
So what initially inspired you to create this event, marrying, I guess, coffee education with enjoyment?
Well, it's just something we wanted to do. When you start roasting and baristering and drinking a lot of coffee, you really understand that the farmer is kind of the most important link in the whole chain. And the best way to learn about coffee and what the farmer's doing is to cup it. It's just like a standardized way of extracting coffee. So on Saturday mornings, we open up the roastery to the public at 10 a.m. and we kind of get people upstairs and we show them what we do. And it's kind of a basic level cupping and tasting the coffee, but you get to learn a little bit about like the roasting side of things and what the farmer kind of inputs into having a great cup of coffee every day.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. So for people to turn up, what will the hour look like? What, I guess, is the program for the day?
So we just come upstairs into the roastery. We've got a designated kind of cupping facility because we do so much of it here. So it's kind of our bread and butter. But we invite, you know, anyone from baristas to beginners to full-time roasters to come up and check out what we do and taste our coffees and sometimes there's some other roasters' coffees. Or I think last week we cupped some coffee direct from the farm in Colombia just to see how it was tasting and give feedback to the farmer. So that kind of stuff's pretty cool.
Yeah, that does sound awesome. How do you get in contact with these people? Did you find them directly from it, or do you have, I guess, several contacts with different farmers?
Yeah, so we buy coffee from all over the world, generally based on how it's tasting, but there's some really good exceptional farmers that we deal with in Colombia and like Central America, Guatemala, Honduras, that kind of thing, that do a really good job year after year. So we kind of keep in contact with those guys and give them feedback and work with them to make the coffee better and better each year. It's kind of a good relationship to have. It works well both ways.
And so do you have, I guess, any beans that you're most excited to show off at the event on Saturday?
Yeah, we've got a natural processed coffee that we'll probably be cupping, which is like they leave the fruit on the coffee when they're processing and it gets like really sweet and bubblegum kind of flavoured. And then we might even have like a geisha on the table as well, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool,
like a variety of coffee that's kind of a little bit exclusive and a little bit fancy, but they're really nice to cup.
I love that. Now, having, I guess, been a few places around the world, one of the things that people always say, and I can confirm, is that the coffee is just so much better in Australia, I feel. You know, you travel around and it's always like, I miss home, I miss the coffee. You know, I guess, what is it that makes Australian or Sydney in particular coffee so unique?
I think it's a combination of things, really, but I suppose a younger market, like, you know, America and Europe have been drinking coffee for a long, long time, but Australia kind of only tucked into it in the early 1900s, and we had all the equipment and access to good coffee and stuff. So I suppose when you're separated from those older cultures, you know, espresso, Italiano, that kind of thing, you're you can kind of rethink things and just do whatever tastes good. And I think that generally ends up, yeah, and with something kind of new and kind of like maybe not how it should be done, but generally it's going to taste quite good. Happens with wine and all different kinds of food culture, I think.
And just before I do let you go, Reese, how can people get involved? How can people find where you are?
So we're 61 Albion Street. The roastery is above the cafe upstairs. All you got to do is jump online and register for a cupping session. And they're on every Saturday through the Christmas break. Our head barista will be hosting some of them 10 a.m. You just make sure you put your email in online and rock up at maybe 10 minutes before and we'll get you upstairs and get you into your first cupping session.
It sounds awesome. Reese, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries.